Heading, Training and Background. Subheading, The Value of Well-Trained Workers. God calls for laborers, but he wants those who are willing to submit their wills to his, and who will teach the truth as it is in Jesus. One worker who has been trained and educated for the work, who is controlled by the Spirit of Christ, will accomplish far more than 10 laborers who go out deficient in knowledge and weak in the faith. One who works in harmony with the counsel of God and in unity with the brethren will be more efficient to do good than 10 who do not realize the necessity of depending upon God and of acting in harmony with the general plan of the work. Review and Herald, May 29, 1888. Subheading, Bible Workers from Our Schools. In every school that God has established, there will be, as never before, demand for Bible instruction. Our students are to be educated to become Bible workers, and the Bible teachers can do a most wonderful work if they will themselves learn from the great teacher. God's Word is a true philosophy, true science. Human opinions and sensational preaching amount to very little. Those who are imbued with the Word of God can teach it in the simple way in which Christ taught it. Too much depends on the opening of the Scriptures to those in darkness for us to use one word that cannot be readily understood. There is need of workers who will come close to unbelievers, not waiting for unbelievers to come close to them. Workers who will search for the lost sheep, who will do personal labor, and who will give clear, definite instruction. It should be the aim of our schools to provide the best instruction and training for Bible workers. Our conference should see that the schools are provided with teachers who are thorough Bible teachers and who have a deep Christian experience. The best ministerial talent should be brought into schools. Manuscript 139, 1898. Subheading, A Broad Education Including Bible Work. The Lord designs that the school should also be a place where training may be gained in women's work, cooking, housework, dressmaking, bookkeeping, correct reading, and pronunciation. They are to be qualified to take any post that may be offered, superintendents, Sabbath school teachers, Bible workers. They must be prepared to teach day schools for children. Letter 3, 1898. Subheading, Experienced Workers, Not Boys and Girls. Ministerial labor cannot and should not be entrusted to boys, neither should the work of giving Bible readings be entrusted to inexperienced girls, because they offer their services and are willing to take responsible positions, but who are wanting in religious experience without a thorough education and training. They must be proved to see if they will bear the test, and unless there is developed a firm, conscientious principle to be all that God would have them to be, they will not correctly represent our cause and work for this time. They must be with our sisters engaged in the work in every mission, a depth of experience gained from those who have had an experience and who understand the manner and ways of working. The missionary operations are constantly embarrassed for the want of workers of the right class of minds and the devotion and piety that will correctly represent our faith. Christian Education, pages 45-46, 1894. Subheading, Work Calls for Intelligence. Young men should not enter upon the work of explaining the Scriptures and lecturing upon the prophecies when they do not have a knowledge of the important Bible truths they try to explain to others. They may be deficient in the common branches of education and therefore fail to do the amount of good they could do if they had had the advantages of a good school. Ignorance will not increase the humility or spirituality of any professed follower of Christ. The truths of the divine word can be best appreciated by an intellectual Christian. Christ can be best glorified by those who serve him intelligently. The great object of education is to enable us to use the powers which God has given us in such a manner as will best represent the religion of the Bible and promote the glory of God. Testimonies, Volume 3, page 160, 1872. Subheading, Thoroughly Trained Workers. The third angel is represented as flying in the midst of the heavens, showing that the message is to go forth throughout the length and breadth of the earth. It is the most solemn message ever given to mortals, and all who connect with the work should first feel the need of an education and a most thorough training process for the work in reference to their future usefulness. And there should be plans made and efforts adopted for the improvement of that class who anticipate connecting with any branch of the work. Review and Herald, June 21, 1887. Subheading, Teacher Must Know Real Principles of Truth. Be sure that you know the real principles of the truth, and then, when you meet opponents, you will not be in your own strength. An angel of God will stand by your side to help in answering every question that may be asked. Day by day, you are to be shut in, as it were, with Jesus, and then your words and example will have a strong influence for good. Gospel Workers, page 105, 1915. Subheading, An Appeal for More Educated Bible Instructors. I wish to create a fund for the payment of these devoted women who are the most useful workers in giving Bible readings. I'm also led to say that we must educate more workers to give Bible readings. Letter 83, 1899.